The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
This is episode 43 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
It is. Our theme this week was antique stores in Portland, Maine.
And what our podcast is a thing where we talk about reviews from the internet and the people who write them.
Yeah, I guess that's important too.
My name's Christine.
I'm Alex.
And Olive is trying to break her way through the barricade
Olive,
we set
stop
up.
It. Honey.
Well, your challenge this week was to find a review of a cemetery by someone who's already bought their plot.
Yes, that was very easy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. We're good. We're Gucci on that front.
Well, I have questions, but I'll save them until later.
Okay, perfect.
I would like to give a couple announcements.
Mm-hmm.
First off, our latest YouTube video is up.
Yay!
We didn't announce it in last week's episode, but it came out on Friday, and it was a blast.
It's a haunting. It's like a combination of both of my podcasts. It's a haunting in Bavaria.
Is this... So the other podcast is the haunting part. This podcast is the Bavaria part? Is that,
the Germany. I don't know.
Okay. No, we gave a little tour of our grandma's house in Bavaria.
At nighttime, it's very spooky.
It was pretty spooky.
There's some weasels that live in the attic.
It was seriously, actually, like, very spooky
for
me.
It was very frightening.
Yeah. Patrons get a little bonus clip.
Oh, that's right.
And some outtakes.
The outtakes are absurd.
The whole thing was absurd.
Well,
so
that's true.
Check it out. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/c/beach2sandywatertowet. And one more announcement.
What?
We did a Patreon live stream.
We did.
And we're going to do those once a month.
Yay, for patrons only.
Yeah. Woo. So if you want to give us just $2, you get to talk to us.
Well, we get to talk at
you. We talk at you while you send
sit
us
there
words
silently.
With in the chat.
Isn't that what you're already doing? Maybe.
Yes.
But this one's
but it's
more
a little more
fun.
Interactive. And you can see our beautiful faces.
Also, this one you pay for, so isn't that great for you?
We're selling it.
JK, also, we have another announcement that we hit 1 million downloads.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing, huh?
And we're super proud of it and happy, and thank you so much for getting us there.
Yeah, seriously. It's been
we're very
incredible,
thankful.
And it really kind of snuck up on us.
Yuppies.
So, hopefully, that means we've got a lot more to go now.
So, thank you
this
to you guys, and to Anchor, and to everyone who helped us get there.
Seriously. It's been really, really incredible so far. It's only going to get better.
Well,
I hope.
Don't make any promises. Cool.
Can we talk about this theme?
Yeah. What's up?
It was awful. Well, I didn't find any.
This happens every time I pick a theme. I feel like every time I pick a theme, you're like, this is terrible and nothing, there's nothing to pick from. I had a perfectly fine time.
Because you did Yelp reviews and there are so many more Yelp reviews.
That's usually the opposite.
Well, it wasn't.
I know, but, well, I'm sorry.
I didn't even come at you with this. I just happened to say it was awful.
Well,
I don't, I don't know.
I guess it's awful. I guess whatever I say is awful.
Oh my God. Okay. So no, I just had a really hard time. So just warning you guys, I didn't find any. I have none.
What?
I told you that.
Yeah, but you have reviews.
I have reviews.
Okay, you just made it sound like you have like nothing to contribute.
No, I have nothing from an antique store in Portland, Maine.
Okay.
Because none of the Google reviews worked.
All right, fine. I have a lot.
Okay, good.
Did you go somewhere else? What did you do?
You'll find out.
Okay.
I did some fun things, though.
My first review was from Portland Architectural Salvage. Whatever the hell that is. This is a 1-star review by JF. Rude, rude, rude. Overpriced and nasty. I will never go back in the mouth on that woman. Nothing but F this and F that. Bad news. End of review.
Oh.
That just reminded me, I thought maybe for a minute I was reading one of our 1-star iTunes reviews about myself.
About how you need to wash your mouth out with soap and stuff.
Yeah, and how the Holy Spirit does not approve of my language.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is true. Yeah. So that kind of like just struck a chord with me.
Absolutely. I thought that was you he was talking about.
The mouth on that woman.
That woman. F this, F that.
That sounds like truly some of the emails I've gotten.
Mm-hmm. That sums up this podcast. F this, F that.
F this, F that. Bad news.
Oh, bad news. Okay. So I did 3 separate things. I'm going to start with just normal reviews of thrift stores.
Okay, that counts.
So I figured thrift stores is close enough. So here is a review of a Plato's Closet in South Portland, Maine. 1-star from Emily. Gross because there's dust everywhere, and I always get sick whenever I go into it. Hashtag nast. Brought 2 trash bags bigger than Mars itself full of clothes. Mind you, they're all brand name, as they requested, and they ended up grabbing like 3 things out of my 300 that I brought and gave me an offer of $13 and like 90 cents or something. Girl, what? That won't even buy me a cup of water from Starbucks. Plato's who? Hashtag waste my time. It took like an hour, so I sat in there wheezing because my lungs were dying from all the junk in the air. Ha ha ha! My dudes, don't go there. You're better off on eBay or Poshmark. End of review.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
What in the world? What in the world?
Yeah. The number of Plato's Closet reviews were freaking wild. And not even like...
Plato's who?
This one was definitely the best, but the rest were just like, why won't they take my clothes? They're all from the Gap or Express. They told me that my clothes are for children. They told me that my clothes are out of style. They told me they don't take cargo shorts.
They told me that my husky shorts from Oshkosh Bagosh are for children.
Stop going through my closet. People were just so offended that they wouldn't buy their clothing. And they're like, this is such a scam. They told me I can donate them, but they won't pay me money for them.
I mean, to be fair, if you bring in 3 bags of Mars size planet-sized trash bags.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are very... I mean, I do like when they think that they're really clever, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, what did she say?
Hashtag nast, N-A-S-T. Oh, that was my favorite. That started out pretty
hashtag
strong.
Hashtag nast.
hashtag waste my time.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was pretty great and also upsetting. Okay, so I have one from Antiques USA. It's a 2-star review by Michael. Interesting place. Mostly junk. As is all of Maine.
Oh.
Usually a nice time, though. End of review.
Oh, no.
That's so mean. To be clear, that was not me saying that, and I do not endorse that statement about Maine.
I don't know. We've got it recorded in your voice.
Mm. If I ever run for office, you have quite the blackmail on me. Maine God. Is all junk.
Those Maine voters are going to tear you to shreds.
They all wear husky shorts. Hashtag nast.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Do you hear that?
It's a smear campaign.
You're never going to do a show in Maine again.
yeah, so that's very rude, Michael. And also, if you're saying you had a nice time, don't give it 2 stars.
That's good point. Very good point.
Thank you. I'm full of them. Vote Christine 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
What's next is a review of the Salvation Army Family Store and Donation Center in Portland, Maine.
Okay, I think that counts as the antiques, right? No?
I doubt any of those things in there are antiques.
All right, fine.
I know antiques. I worked in a lamp store.
You did.
Here's a 2-star review of Robert of Salvation Army. I love Salvation Army. They helped our family in a fire in 1966. But this store needs to get the horrible smell out of there. But the casserole dish I purchased was a great deal. End of review.
Hashtag NAST.
Hashtag NAST. But life-saving.
Oh my god. I love that it's like back in 1966.
Yeah. It's like he has an allegiance to them. But he will give this store 2 stars.
Just the fact that, like, example A was in 1966, saved from a fire. Example B was this nice casserole dish.
Yeah.
And those 2 points.
Yeah, true. And well, there's a smell as well. So when you factor these 3 things in, you get saved from a fire, bad smell, great casserole dish, equals 2 stars. it doesn't add up.
Well,
to me, it doesn't add up.
Alexander, you weren't involved in the Great Fire of 1966.
You know, to be fair, I wasn't.
Maybe that was all caused by a burnt casserole.
Maybe Robert started it.
With his
and he was maybe disappointed that they saved his family.
Oh.
Just a dark twist, potential. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm trying to rationalize this like I always do.
Maybe he went to the Salvation Army and said, all of this stuff is my stuff from the fire of 1966. Why are you making me pay for it?
My mother's casserole dish.
Why are you making me pay $2 for this? It's mine.
Yep, that's it.
That's probably what
that's
happened.
That's it.
I think that I solved the mystery.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
Christine 2020. Let's see. I have a review of Southern Maine Indoor Flea Market. Now this one, I don't know if this is even funny to anyone, so what a good start for me, but I just laughed out loud when I read it because I just think it's so absurd.
Okay.
Keep in mind this is a flea market where people sell antiques, okay?
Okay.
Kyle gave it 2 stars. Went in and purchased an iPhone Lightning cable for $8 and it broke the first day. End of review.
What? Why are you buying that there?
At the antique store. I don't know.
Well, like, I don't know. Maybe it's some random vendor. Maybe Apple paid to be a vendor at this flea market for some reason.
It said, purchase an iPhone Lightning cable for $8, parentheses, $3 more than the internet. I'm like, well, then why would you do that?
Know.
I have no idea.
If you're going to spend more, go to an actual...
go to CVS. Anyway, that made me laugh. It's stupid, but your turn.
Okay. This is a review of the Salvation Army Family Store and Donation Center in Portland, Maine. Again, this is... by someone weird. 1 star. Like they're plugging their channel or something, so I don't want to read it. 1 star. Don't donate. Give money. Because it all goes to Italian mob and economic front machines off of hard-working people. Economic money machines. Controlling media. Politics. Judges all across the country. At every Salvation Army. Salvatore Ray. See? They both have salve in the name. End of review.
So does the salve they put on the burn victims in the fire of 1966.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm sorry. I know you said you didn't want to plug their channel, but I do. What's it called?
I'm not...
Conspiracy Corner?
No, it's something to do with... something with shifting gears in a car. And their picture is a gear shifter. That's it.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something.
It's nothing.
About
don't
the
worry. I would have mentioned it.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense, I think.
Well, I Googled this.
Oh.
That name did not come up with anything Salvation Army related.
Salvatore what?
Ray.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything. I Googled about mafia link to stolen charity cash, and apparently, opening the article.
I'm getting my red string ready to create a pin board of all of these connect the dots.
Apparently in 1993, there was a mafia link to stolen charity cash. Big slice of Salvation Army's missing millions traced to U.S. businessman associated with high-level organized crime figures and spent on luxury properties in California.
Ooh.
So it was in 1993. That name still meant nothing. It didn't say anything about the Italian mob. I don't know. That's all.
That's all.
1993.
You didn't dig and find me some answers?
Well, okay, so it says this guy
Mr.
Glantz, and he was aligned with Carlo Gambino, the head of one of the leading New York... Don't laugh. Literally, I'm about to say the head of one of the leading New York mafia families who died in that year. But Still, don't laugh at mob names.
I'm not.
Gonna get us in trouble.
I'm not.
But then it was used by a syndicate headed by an Egyptian-Canadian financier who then is being sued by the charity.
So
the money was stolen from them. It wasn't like... I don't know.
This is just giving me a headache.
This is from The Independent, right, by the way. So
for what it's not from Gearshift Car... Gearshift.
No, it's not.
Gearshift Gambino?
No, it's not from Gearshift Gambino.
Well, I'm glad the hairy underbelly of Maine is now connecting itself to the hairy underbelly of Albuquerque.
It's all coming together, honestly. Between the fires, the mafia, the psychics.
Something about a cat in a tree.
Salvatore.
Wow. What was his name?
Your brain's working real hard trying to connect these things.
Gearshift Gambino?
Gearshift Gambino.
Okay, well, I have a review by Sparkle that I'm sure really has something to do with all of this. This is a review of a place called Abacus Ogunquit. And Ogunquit is like a town in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Abacus is like an antique store. 1 star by Sparkle. Deplorable customer service. I purchased a ring that I loved, but after just a few days, it went from gold to bronze. I called and talked to the store manager, Emily. She told me to come back and the artist would stand by her work. I came in a couple days later and asked for Emily. Everything was fine until I told her about my finger turning green and that I feel this ring is the quality you expect from Claire's, not from a gallery. I was just trying to make a point and make a joke and keep things light. I was never rude.
Do we find out what the joke is?
That was the joke. This is the quality you expect from Claire's,
so they said that to them.
Yes, I told her.
Oh, got it.
Everything was fine until I told her about my finger turning green and that I feel this is the quality you expect from Claire's, not from a $100 ring at a gallery. I was just trying to make a point and make a joke and keep things light. I was never rude, and instead of actually listening to me or being reasonable, she became defensive. She said, I hope you aren't insulting the quality of the jewelry. Then immediately went to say, it's clearly just better to give me my money back and not contact the artist at all. I realize getting a refund is a good thing, however, it was her delivery and hastiness that made the air so thick you could slice it. She wouldn't look at me when she gave me the return slip. I thanked her. She said nothing. Then, when my son and partner said, thank you, good night, she didn't even look up at them. My son is 4. So unprofessional. She treated a faulty product as a personal attack on herself and lost a long-time customer doing so. Had she treated me and my family with any decency, we would return and continue to spend our money. Because it could have been a fluke, but instead she lost us for life with her rudeness. End of review.
Ew.
Ew. This woman literally came in and said, this ring is like saying shitty
insulting.
You buy
they literally at a insulted.
Children's jewelry store. And then the woman got defensive and she said, I was just making a joke.
She insulted them.
The jewelry maker, by the way. Like.
Yes. Then she insulted them and then was surprised to find that they did not like being insulted.
Really appreciate that and would refuse to talk to her 4-year-old from then on.
It's like that surprise Pikachu meme.
Oh yeah, that little
insult gallery owner artist person. Gallery owner artist person gets offended. Surprise Pikachu face.
Go by your own.
These translate really well into podcasts.
I think so. I'm making the face memes. Right here.
Yeah.
I think that she's a very rude customer. That's my hot take.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm on your side.
Insert that meme where the sunglasses come down over my eyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
She looks so cool right now with those imaginary sunglasses.
I wish you could see.
She just took off her regular glasses, and she's... Wow.
Yeah.
They're floating right down.
I know.
Are we done with the memes for now?
Hot take by Gearshift Gambino.
Stop with the Gearshift Gambino.
Your turn.
We'll never take off.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
So, here's my first shift of the episode, because I felt like I wouldn't be pleasing the listeners by not providing what they were looking for.
Oh dear God.
I thought I could at least please a few.
Oh no.
So I will first give special shout outs to two mainers who wrote in.
Oh boy.
Megan and Allison. They gave suggestions for Maine.
Wait, you're saying you went to a totally different theme?
No.
Oh.
Well, I actually tried, yes. So one of Megan's was furniture stores,
okay,
which I felt was pretty similar.
Yes.
But those reviews were terrible.
Okay.
Like, because they gave me genuine leather. I wanted genuine leather. It wasn't a mad.
It was pleather.
How dare you? I spent so much money on this couch. And they were all like that.
Okay.
And there were so many reviews.
All right.
So, yeah, nothing there. But hi to Megan.
What? Okay. Thanks a lot, Megan.
Yeah. No. Then Allison also lives in Maine.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have that many people from Maine, so I figured I'm going to give them shout-outs. That's about it.
Okay.
But then there's one more. So, hi, Allison from Maine.
Hello, Allison and Megan.
Then there's Stephanie. Now, Stephanie was researching places to stay in Maine for a road trip vacation. And one of the possible overnights while in Maine is Bangor? B-A-N-G-O-R.
Yes, that's where Stephen King lives.
Oh, good to know. Well, Stephanie wrote in a Between You and Us email with a review of the Charles Inn in Bangor, Maine.
Okay, great.
So here it is from Ian, 1 star.
What's the name of it?
The Charles Inn.
Okay.
1 star by Ian.
The Stephen King Inn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He lives in the basement.
Got it.
Just don't stay here. Don't even come to Bangor if you can manage it. This dump that pegs itself as a heritage building thinks it can thrive on kitschy nonsense without making material upgrades to the facility. Why don't you replace this shitty carpet instead of making theme rooms about historical Maine people who would, no doubt, be ashamed at the shitty, shitty, shitty attempt that you have made to profit from their success? Your shitty hotel is not haunted, and the only ghost I care about is the one that cleans the fucking toilet properly and cooks me eggs for breakfast. Just stop, Charles Hotel, stop! End of review.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What is happening?
So, maybe this place markets itself as a haunted hotel, or a haunted inn.
That's so sad.
I wonder if they have a Stephen King room.
What did they call the kitsch?
What?
What did they call something kitschy?
Yeah, they said they thrive on kitschy nonsense.
Yeah, kitschy nonsense. That's my favorite kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's my favorite kind of nonsense.
Literally, if you went to Maine, that's what you'd be looking for.
Some kitschy nonsense.
I feel like that's what people think of Maine.
Oh.
That was rude. Was that rude?
I don't know.
Okay.
I like kitschy nonsense,
Well,
so.
We're about to lose three listeners.
I'm sorry, I just laughed so loudly at all our Mainers. Listen, I love you guys. I love Maine.
You do?
Not really.
What? I have no opinion of Maine. I'd love to see it.
I do.
It looks beautiful.
I've never been to Maine. I'm sure it's lovely. I do know a couple people from Maine who are so obsessed with Maine that they kind of made it difficult for me to enjoy
point.
It.
Yeah.
But I hear it's lovely. And I hear there's a song about mud that comes from Maine.
Interesting. Sing it for us.
Mud. Glorious mud. Or some shit like that. It's very kitschy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kitschy
you
nonsense.
Actually have sang that for me before in the past.
Yeah, it's my roommate was from Maine and she liked to sing that to me. There's also a Maine Christmas song. You can understand after 4 years of living with a Mainer.
It's not Dominic the Donkey.
Stop talking about that stupid song.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm getting fired up about Maine. I never thought this would happen.
Well, while you're fired up, why don't you read a few more reviews, because I'm sure that you have many. I only have one left, so.
Okay, well, we're still at Abacus Ogunquit. Ogunquit. This is a one-star review by Mandy. Worst possible customer service ever. One older front cashier was incredibly rude to me today, embarrassing herself and me. I will never return. She has quite a reputation around Ogunquit, by the way. Several other stores informed me that she hated people. That was very clear. End of review.
Whoa. Who is this woman walking around being talked about?
Hop on the gossip train.
Uh-oh.
We're heading to Bangor. Bangor. Yeah, Ogunquit. What the hell, Maine?
Yeah, Maine. Just please. Make it easy on us.
We're heading to Maine on the gossip train.
We're ignorant, please.
Oh, it rhymes.
Oh, that was really good.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Christine 2020.
Check the episode description. That'll be in there.
Along with a bunch of other kitschy nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I just love when people go back on Yelp and then are like, someone else also said that she was...
Yeah, it's my word.
We were all gossiping.
Or like they come in, they're like, I saw another person complain. Or I walked outside and someone said this, said that they had the exact same problem. Like, I highly doubt someone approached you and said, yep, I had the same problem you just had.
She has quite the reputation around Ogunquit, I'll tell you what.
Oh, man.
I actually did read or watch, I forget, something about a psychological phenomenon where people actually use... Like, they back up their own opinion by creating, like, false supporters. So they'll say, like, everyone in the office thinks this. Like, they'll... A lot of times people will use that if they're, like... If it's just them and they're trying to back up their own opinion. And it's, like, not necessarily the most trustworthy or kind opinion.
Well,
people will say things like, oh, well, everyone else... Everyone in the office agrees. Or, well, like...
That shit runs rampant on Yelp.
Oh, yes, completely.
If someone out there is writing some sort of dissertation on that topic, look no further. Our podcast. It's very educational.
We would like to be featured in the footnotes and on the cover.
It's the last thing I ever would expect to see my name.
And in the jacket.
In a dissertation.
And in the photo about the author.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yep, so that's my one from my last one from Abacus.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, you...
I told you to do a few.
I only have one more.
Oh, total?
Oh, sorry, I have two more.
Okay.
Do one more?
You finish up.
Okay.
I've got a little bit of a different one.
Okay. This is a review of, it's kind of a thrift store, I believe, but they sell furniture and stuff called Little Ghost.
Love it.
I think it is a thrift store. I don't know.
Wait, what? That was in the Charles Inn, right?
Little Ghost. He was making an omelet.
Oh, no.
Little Ghost. Oh. Okay, so this is a one-star review by Raphael. It's unfortunate that there is no good review to counter mine. Oh, I'd also like to add that the photo of Raphael, he's holding a white suit.
A turtle. Oh.
What?
Never mind.
A turtle?
No, never mind. You wouldn't understand.
Raphael's profile picture is him in a white suit holding what I can only assume is either a Palm Pilot or a BlackBerry.
Palm Pilot, I hope.
And he's, like, not looking at the screen, but it definitely has, like, a stylus. And he's just, like, he's, like, looking very self-important in, like, a white, ill-fitting tuxedo. Okay?
This sounds like a stock photo that I want.
It does, doesn't it? Unfortunately, it's Raphael. Okay, so just picture that guy. This is his review. It's unfortunate that there is no good review to counter mine. I felt strongly about my recent interaction with their customer service representative that I am compelled to air it. This past Monday, I noticed that Little Ghost was open, and since I always notice stuff in the window when I pass by, I decided to finally enter. I am a photographer, and I'm always looking for props and wardrobe for my shoots. When I walked in, I was the only person in the store besides the seated salesperson. She was on the laptop and didn't look up. I strolled through the store and passed right by her at the narrow point in the store, which was about 5 feet wide.
Mm.
She again did not acknowledge me. This does sound like a Stephen King novel. It's well written. It's has just high stakes. It has really beautiful, eloquent descriptions.
Narrow corridors.
Narrow corridors. Little ghosts.
Nooks and crannies.
Nooks and crannies. Palm Pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. She again did not acknowledge me. I entered into the larger section and browsed around. At this point, I stopped caring what was on the hangers because of her lack of respect for her customer. Namely, me.
Oh my god, so he was like blinded with rage and just couldn't handle
the lack of attention.
The lack of attention.
He's like, do you see my white suit?
That's crazy, though.
It is from JCPenney. I need you to pay more attention.
Literally walked through and was so upset. Couldn't pay attention because no one acknowledged him, his presence.
Because the one person, the one young woman who was sitting at the counter didn't say anything.
Wow.
Which is my favorite kind of a store, by the way.
To be fair, it was very narrow in there.
Very narrow. 5 feet, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to learn more about the footage. Again, I passed within 2 feet of her this time. So basically he's like stalking like a, closer and closer.
Like a shark.
Yes, exactly. Again, I passed within 2 feet of her this time. Still engrossed in her laptop and still no greeting. I decide to ask her if she routinely ignores her customers.
What? 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 Don't!
And our protagonist...
Poor woman, what the heck?
...suddenly becomes our least favorite character.
Oh my god.
Then, you know those squiggles when you write, like... like those weird little squiggles that you used to put in away messages on AOL.
Like tildes?
Or yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. He writes, Q indignation, with little squiggles.
Wow!
Stephen King classic, too. The squiggles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plenty of those.
She proceeded to insist that it was my fault for not making eye contact with her. As I continued to walk out towards the door, she just had to get a have a nice day dripping with sarcasm from me. What a fucking jackass.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah. Seriously? It's the customer's responsibility to make eye contact with them? It's really too bad because I did see a few things that I could use as props while I was ignoring the salesperson. And then this is how Raphael signed. So he signed, you know how, much like a dad signs a text message?
Mm-hmm.
Raphael signed, ignored, Raphael.
Wow.
Poignant, huh?
I wonder if this is like a character that he plays.
Oh, I
named
hope.
Named ignored Raphael. Who goes to stores specifically for these interactions so he can complain later.
I figured it out.
Uh-oh.
This is literally Stephen King writing this review and Raphael's a ghost.
Oh my god.
Raphael's a ghost. That's why he's ignored.
You're right.
That's why he's a Palm Pilot from 2002.
You're right.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. Literally all of it.
Shut up.
This whole thing.
He's dead the whole time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
What a novel idea.
No?
For a novel.
For a novel. Oh my god.
I should write a book.
It's all connected. This is, the whole thing is crazy. I don't know how we do it. I don't know how we do it.
Oh my god.
How do we uncover such incredible... incredible happenstances.
Donate $2 to our Patreon. Okay, your turn. Oh, wait, I have one more. Should I read that first?
Go for it.
It's very short.
Okay.
Habitat for Humanity Restore, which, by the way, Eva taught me about this place in LA. It's mm-hmm. really cool. It's basically like a kind of a Salvation Army type place with just for furniture. And they have really good deals. Anyway. And the money goes to Habitat for Humanity.
Cool.
So, Emma gave Habitat for Humanity Restore 1 star. My 10-year-old said this store has bad customer service, and I agree. End of review.
Oh! I can't wait to read your 10-year-old's reviews in the future.
Yeah.
Actually, we've probably read some.
We have, I'm sure. Yeah. There are far too many children on Yelp.
It's an epidemic.
It is!
Mm-hmm.
An epidemic only we can solve.
Ooh, what JK, are you planning?
I take no part in any of this.
Nope.
I do like that, though, that she said, my 10-year-old said this store has, and then in quotes, bad customer service.
Mm.
She really quoted her.
Like, son, how do you feel?
Direct quote, verbatim.
Bad customer service. That's a quote.
What are those words I taught you?
That's a quote.
Sally. But say it again.
Oh, my God.
For your first words.
At 10 years old.
At 10 years old. Okay. All right. I'm done. Your turn.
Okay. So... this last one, I was sitting there. I was thinking, people need antique store reviews or something similar. So
need is quite a strong
word. It's a need. Mm. I found a review of Antiques Roadshow.
No! My favorite show!
Well, It's not Darth Revan's favorite show.
Oh, no.
This site bleeps out curse words. So I'm going to take some artistic liberties.
What site?
It was like TV show review. It's some bizarre thing. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and
unbleep.
Fill in the bleeps.
Fill in the bleep. So to say. With Alex and Christine. F this, F that. The woman, the mouth on that woman.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, how about this mouth, everyone? Okay. I got no idea what the fuck this show is. The basic premise is find out what some old shit in your attic costs. And that is now the stupidest thing I have ever seen. But fittingly, it airs on PBS, which has a reputation for airing stupid crap. I think this should be canned by PBS, public bullshit television, now. End of review.
Oh my. Is this like big NBC or something? Like trying to...
I think, based on the picture, it's Ronald Reagan. Because that happens to be what the picture is, a picture of Ronald Reagan. I don't know where that comes in. But they gave Antiques Roadshow a 0.0 out of 10.
What is the matter? Antiques Roadshow is the best show on television. Have you seen Ridiculousness on MTV? And you're telling me that fucking Antiques Roadshow is the dumbest concept you've ever seen?
Yeah, I really don't get that.
No, because it's false.
I also read some on IMDb. And the only negative reviews, I'm pretty sure, only negative reviews I found were ones where people had bad experiences going
Okay. Well, that's fair. Filming. You actually experienced it.
Yeah, but that's not rating the TV show because you're not on the TV show.
That's true.
If you're giving it 0 stars.
That's probably because they're not on the TV show, they're giving it 0 stars.
Well, kind of. People were complaining. They were saying, well, I brought these two items. It took hours and hours and hours for me to finally get to this line. Then it was another line for another 2 hours. And the person's like, I couldn't ask questions. I couldn't do this. It's like this is a free appraisal too. Like this is all free. They're not paying money to be there. And there are so many people who go to those.
Dude, that's my dream. I mean, I've Googled how that works, and you can Google it, and it will tell you, by the way, expect to stand in line for 5.5 hours.
It sounds like an insane process, but I don't know.
But if you sign up for it, don't complain that you didn't get enough time.
And the one person was like, I don't know, I don't think it was really worth anything, but I brought it anyway. Sure enough, it wasn't worth anything.
Great. Yeah. That's really helpful for everyone.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I've got.
My friend bought this ring, and it turned her finger green. And she said it might have been from Claire's, but no. She might actually bring it to Antiques Roadshow to see if
it's... You know what? That's a great idea.
I think it might be worth something.
It really might be.
Something big.
Yeah.
That upsets me. And guys, I would like to say here and now that Antiques Roadshow is a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Quite literally.
I love Antiques Roadshow.
It's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very calming for your nerves. Okay. Shall I?
You shall.
My challenge was to find reviews of a... Well, I kind of misunderstood what the challenge... I thought you said the challenge was to find reviews of cemeteries where the reviewer was excited about their burial plot.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Was that the review?
That is it. Challenge? Yes.
Okay.
No, I just kind of...
Because that's what I did. Because there were a lot of people who had purchased, but were not excited and wanted their money back for the plot they had already purchased.
Oh, yeah.
So I found ones where they were... very excited about their plot.
Yes, I think that is exactly what Lauren wanted from you.
Lauren, I'm going to give you exactly what you wanted.
So at least someone's leaving this episode happy. It's not me.
It ain't us. All right. Bert gave a review of Hawaiian Memorial Park Cemetery and Funeral Services. 25 years ago, my great-grandmother passed and she was laid to rest here. I was still in college, but I decided on that day... this would be my final resting place. The Kulau Mountains to my back and a view overlooking I forgot to look up how to pronounce this.
We did not look anything up for Hawaii. Bangor, Maine. That's Bangor, true. Banjur.
It's not Banjur. Oh. Kaneo Bay. I'll say it like that. The Kulau Mountains to my back and a view overlooking Kaneo Bay. I bought 2 plots a few years later. I just love this place! Aww. End of review.
I like that. That's weirdly uplifting.
I know. They were all very wholesome.
Yeah.
I found.
I like that.
Also, because the last time you had me look up mortuaries, it was like the darkest, upsetting, most upsetting thing I've
ever. Yeah.
Remember when they lost a body?
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
I do like that this guy's like, I went for my great-grandma's funeral, and I decided on that day, despite only being in college, that this is my final resting place.
I mean, it must be pretty stunning.
It must be, because David reviewed the exact same cemetery.
No way.
And I went on a different search. This was like a separate search. I didn't go looking through the same cemetery. Just happened to be the same freaking place.
That's crazy.
I know. So David gave Hawaiian Memorial Park Cemetery and Funeral Services also a 5-star review. You gotta go sometime, so you might as well pick your place while you can. We do have family and friends buried here, so we do like the scenery, and of course, you want to know your neighbors. That was said without any lick of irony.
I wonder if I'll ever get to that point in my life where I talk about this stuff like that.
And none of these people, at least based on their profile, seem particularly old.
Like, that's something that I imagine an old person who's kind of just, okay, you know, lived a good life, whatever,
like,
that's what they say.
Made peace with it.
Yeah, I can't imagine I'll ever be at that point.
In college, being like, I gotta save up some money for this. Yeah.
No way.
Okay, let's see. I purchased my cemetery plot some 14 years ago, and of course one for my future wife's wedding present. Didn't go over as well as I thought.
Oh my god.
that is just like brush up.
I'm wondering if he knew, was like, what? What? So this was...
14 years ago, he bought... Oh,
so it was like before he probably knew the person he ended up marrying, I assume.
That's so creepy!
I mean, it's weirdly thoughtful, but in a way where I don't understand it.
No!
But, and I'm kind of sad that his wife didn't understand it either.
You meet on Tinder, and then you go on your first date, and it's like, he just slides over his phone and is like, check this out. That's where we'll be.
Or just the view. You want to be there someday with me?
Yeah. And it's like, oh,
I would love that.
Do you have a condo in Hawaii? Sort of, you could say that. It's more of a mausoleum.
I do have some property. Let's just say
property.
That.
Property. I've been investing for 14 years in my property in Hawaii. Oh, my God. Okay. It's not over, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, one for my future wife's wedding present. Did not go over as well as I thought. We are in the new development section of Hawaiian Memorial. All throughout the cemetery, you will see food on the grave sites from some of the best restaurants on the island. On occasion, you will find one whole suckling pig sitting on someone's gravesite. I think I would want my family to eat that pig and just make me a plate.
Aww.
Hate to see it go to waste. Of course, the place has lots of booze on the gravesites. You will see the occasional anniversary party where there are tents set up and people there to make a whole day of it. This is fun. I kind of want to be buried here, too.
I want to be buried there, too.
I know. I feel like there's a reason this place has so many great reviews.
Could you imagine just, like, going to have, like, a barbecue there and, like, a couple other families are there? Hey, everyone, let's share some food. Make it a potluck.
Hey, give some to Uncle John.
Who brought the shovel?
God! I did. My friend actually knew someone that could tell us if the feng shui of my plots were good or not. It turned out to be a great spot. She said with the kulau's back behind us resembled a dragon tail and was good luck. I bought it for about $3,000 for the two plots, and they're now worth about $10,000 each. Not a bad investment. We have views of the bay and a couple feet from the pagoda. I thought being practical would be points for David. That's himself. And it would be appreciated by my wife. But I'm rethinking that lawnmower I was gonna get her for her birthday. Maybe I'll make it a riding lawnmower. End of review.
I kind of love David. I don't know.
David's a gem.
I love him.
I love him, too. I don't ever want him to die.
No. But damn, what an investment, though, when
what
you think about it.
What an investment, indeed.
I mean, shit. I don't know if I could hold on to that and be like, yep, my burial place is worth $10,000 and just hold on to it.
Yeah, I'd be like I mean, at a certain point.
Two riding lawnmowers.
You don't want your snotty nephews to enjoy it. You die,
yeah.
And everyone else gets to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point.
Right? Thank you. I'm full of them. Christine 2020. So this is a review of Ashes to Ashes Cremation. 5 stars by Edith. My friend Sandy and Fruity got me a plot here.
I don't know why that's so funny. I'm sorry, we're laughing at names today. Carlo Gambino or whatever, Sandy and Fruity.
What was the name of that dog?
What dog?
Remember the guy and his dog?
Oh, God.
Okay, we just went on a...
Oh, I was right.
A wild goose chase. Matthew, Poopy, and Coochie. Okay, sorry. So that was from episode 26, Parks in Milwaukee.
So listen to that.
And we couldn't figure out if Pookie or whatever it was the wife or the dog.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Poopy was the wife.
Right. I know Poopy was the wife. Okay, I'm so sorry. We're back to Edith. My friends Sandy and Fruity got me a plot here as a joke, but I outlived them all, so who's laughing now? Yours, Edith.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that fits
it doesn't the matter.
Theme, but I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Okay, Holy Cross Catholic Cemetery. We're just going to keep rolling on through.
Keep going.
Holy Cross Catholic Cemetery and Mausoleum. Lyneth gave this place 5 stars. I went on Saturday, June 21st, 2014, to check this cemetery because we are pre-arranging for our parents. We don't want to be cut off guard when the time comes, and we want to have everything ready when that happens. My parents are very specific about what they want, so we went to see the mausoleums they have there. It was my first time being at the cemetery, and it is, wow, so beautiful and so peaceful. I've been to other cemeteries in LA, and oh gosh, they are ghetto and scary looking. But not this one. I love, love, love this cemetery! They have really good deals if you pre-arrange, by the way. As soon as my siblings and I finish paying for these plots, I will definitely be buying plots for my husband and I. I think I might just go back because I kind of want to check out the other half that we didn't get to see yet. End of review.
Uh-oh. that other half might be the dangerous side that you don't want to go to.
Yeah, don't call. Don't. That's... Just don't. Lyneth, don't.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I didn't. That's one of those reviews you just don't like.
It's troublesome. What's wrong with you, Lyneth?
What's wrong with you
I'm right looking now? For my sparkling water.
It's right next to you on the ground.
Okay, I'm back. Now, this is one that I found very, very wholesome. This is a review of Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery by Dawn. D-O-N. 5 stars. A beautiful place and my future final resting place. We fought for our special freedom and hope that future U.S. citizens recognize the lives given for the life we enjoy. Bless my fellow comrades in arms and God bless America. End of review.
This is the most patriotic I felt in this podcast.
I just love that he went on Yelp to find his future grave site and then wrote that nice little...
That's so sweet.
I know. Don is a gem.
I hope we can... Well, that was about to sound pretty bad. I was about to say I hope we can visit Don someday when he's dead, but I don't want Don to die.
Don, will you be my grandpa?
Yeah, that first.
Okay. Now, Omar. This is the last one I have. This is of Forest Lawn Cemetery and Mausoleum. I believe somewhere in Florida. Omar gave it a 4-star review. And, as we say occasionally on this podcast, this one's quite a journey. Join me, why don't you?
I'm buckled up.
I have been here many times, and they have always helped me when I get lost in the cemetery. First of all...
I would be concerned if... someone was regularly getting lost in my cemetery.
First of all, that would be me. Sorry. Guilty as charged. I would be the one getting lost in the cemetery. I have gotten lost in Spring Grove Cemetery, and Mom and I she was on a bike ride, and I was going for a run, you know, back when I ran. And I went for a run, and I got completely lost, and my phone died, and Mom was on her bicycle somewhere. So we were just literally... and. Spring Grove is huge, and we were...
Yeah, it is. I could get, like, an overhead, like, a drone view
of
that happening.
You know, she was, like, riding her bicycle in one way, and I was trying to, like, jog other way. It was very sad. It took us... we ended up meeting at the... there's also an animal, a pet cemetery, if you will. Thank you, SK. Like, right nearby, and we ended up, like, meeting up there, and we're like, we found each other, and then we looked to the left, and it's just all these pet graves.
Oh, God,
it was, like, a very weird day for me. Anyway... Let's get back to this.
Haven't run since.
Actually, that part's true. However, I will say, unlike Omar, there was no one around to help me get out of this cemetery. Yeah. Except for maybe the souls of those pets that were like, please stop stomping around on the graves.
Oh my God.
Get out of there. You're really interrupting all the people who are trying to have a peaceful afternoon. Okay, let's keep going. Omar says, I have been here many times and they have always helped me when I was lost in the cemetery, trying to find a grave marker for a loved one lost. Most of my family is buried here and I find this place pretty nice with the way they're set up with the different garden names. I'm always amazed at how many new rows of graves get added during each visit.
Oh my gosh.
I'm always amazed at how many new rows of graves get added during each visit. It helps me remember where my final resting place will be before meeting my lord. I'm sorry, this whole review is just bonkers.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna keep going.
I'm nervous.
I feel the staff here are very kind and helpful. Recently, I forgot how ridiculous this
is. I'm so nervous.
So sorry. Recently, I was stuck when I locked my keys in my car.
Stop, you haven't said anything. What is going on?
Recently, I was stuck when I locked my keys in my car. I called the front office, and they sent the gravedigger to my rescue, and he helped me unlock my car. During my wait time, I thought of how the folks who have passed are in their graves with no escape.
What? What is happening? Don't think about that. Omar. With no escape. Jesus. What's he planning? To, like, a jailbreak?
It gets worse. So they sent the gravedigger to help him get back into his car.
Yeah, I love that part.
During my wait time, I thought of how the folks who have passed are in their graves with no escape. But if I could get back inside my vehicle, I could drive off and either do more good or bad in life. These moments seem to help me remember my mission in life. To be good, help others, and worship my creator as he instructed. There are a mixture of different gardens for different faiths, which is always enlightening. Garden number 9 is where most of my loved ones rest. I go here to find peace and pray for them, and it helps me to remember death.
She's like trying not to laugh so hard.
It helps me. I sit in the graveyard and it helps me remember death. Okay, Omar. Yeah,
but no. Not just any. Just garden number 9
garden
is the one
9.
That does that for him.
It's garden number 9. Okay.
Oh, no.
Many people may disagree with my previous statement, which I don't quite know what there is to disagree with, but okay. Many people may disagree with my previous statement, but being reminded of death is good. Remember that if you feel the need to contemplate, the graveyard is a great place. It should not be thought of as a depressing place, but as a place where we will all eventually go before meeting our Maker. Take a seat on a bench in the garden and reflect on your life. This Yelp review not only serves as a review of the cemetery, but should help serve to let one sit and think and review themselves before it is too late. Be good to one another, and be honest and kind. You only live once in this life, and life is too short. End of review.
Wow. I'm glad he threw a YOLO in there.
I know! He quoted, life is too short, but not, YOLO. You only live once. I love that it started with, sometimes I get lost and the staff's really helpful to, like, this review is meant to challenge your thinking about
Talk
death.
Talk about a journey. I kind of forgot where we started.
Right?
That's how long that was.
I mean, he said he could either get in his car and do bad or good with life, with his life, and that really spoke to me. Sort of. Not really, but
Didn't really speak much to me, but if he helps one person, it's all worth it.
I love that we're spreading the good word of Omar.
Yelp review is not just for the graveyard, it's a reminder to, like, review yourself.
Yep.
God.
I guess that kind of means the podcast is over, right? I don't know what else we could even say.
This is basically the pinnacle.
I feel like something happened in that review and I don't know how to come back from it.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable. But thank you, Omar, for your interesting viewpoint.
Thank you, Omar. And
I hope you're back. I hope you found your way out of there. It seems like maybe he never left.
If he didn't, he at least found his creator.
That's right. His creator, his maker, and his Lord.
Oh, yeah.
All capital letters.
Okay. Well, that's what we were taught in Catholic school to use. So
that's right.
There you go. So just in case we do make it back from that and do have another episode.
Let's hope.
You ready to hear your theme for next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our theme is Runzas in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You know I don't know what that is.
Runza. It's a fast food chain in Nebraska that serves Runzas.
What?
Among other things. It's according to Wikipedia, a regional cuisine. It's a yeast dough bread pocket with a filling consisting of beef, cabbage, or sauerkraut, onions, and seasoning. Runzas can be baked into various shapes, such as a half moon, a rectangle, a round, a square, or a triangle. It's a fast food chain.
So it's
but it's specific to Nebraska.
So it's and, like a pierogi, sort of.
Sure. But Lincoln, Nebraska has, I believe it was like 18 locations or 16.
What? I have a Runza?
Runza. And it comes from German.
Oh,
but the actual so origin Polish. Is up for debate.
How does one spell Runza?
R-U-N-Z-A.
Oh, I definitely didn't write that correctly. Whoa, that is not what it looks like. A hot dog that got sewed shut and then filled with some really questionable ingredients.
There it is. Well, this was actually requested by two separate listeners.
Okay.
At least through email. I didn't check anywhere else. Stephanie. And Stephanie said, I know Nebraska isn't super glamorous, but it's kind of weird and cool in some aspects, like with their love of Runza. So it's like apparently a very big deal in Nebraska.
I feel like I'm probably getting... We lost our other three listeners in Nebraska. We lost three from Maine, three from Nebraska. I'm so sorry.
Well, Atira, who actually has written to us in the past, she's the one who provided the Petco reviews.
Oh, those were great. Yeah. Those were great.
She wrote in...
What's her name?
Atira.
Atira, yeah.
And she said, quote, like Cincinnati Skyline Chili, Nebraskans have Runza, but we might be crazier about it. So it's a thing.
I guess so.
It's a thing. And apparently, I just have a quick fun fact from Wikipedia. The chain attempted to expand outside of Nebraska in 1989. Executives tried to open a restaurant in the Latvian Republic of the Soviet Union.
Whoa!
Going as far as shipping 200 frozen Runzas to the Soviet Ministry of Agriculture as a part of its negotiations.
Oh my god.
The deal fell apart after Latvia was invaded by the Soviet government in an attempt to keep it in the Union. Yep. And then the next is about how they had one in on the Las Vegas Strip, and then one in Moline, Illinois, but both closed. So they went from the Soviet Union to the Vegas Strip to Illinois to closing all of those.
Back in Nebraska.
Yes.
What a storied past they have.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's our theme. It's a little different than our other ones, but there are a lot of reviews I found.
I know, I'm into it. I just searched challenge in our inbox and the first thing I see is F word overuse. I challenge you, or my challenge for you, is to do at least one non-explicit episode because of your overuse of the F word.
Okay, let's start now.
That, we already failed. I'm sorry, Donna. We failed. I'm very sorry. I know that there are some people who let three-year-olds listen, but they don't get it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do, they're very
smart. It's marked explicit anyway, so whatever.
It is marked
whatever.
Explicit. I'm very sorry.
No.
Apparently we bleeped out the C word, but that was more because it was funnier that way,
I think. It was pretty funny that way, huh?
I'm very sorry, Donna. I'm not trying to hate. I'm just, I just think it was kind of funny that we literally just spent the whole episode talking about F this, F that, and then I accidentally opened that email.
It seems like we'll never stray from that, and that's okay, because literally we're just talking how we talk.
If we really, really tried to like not swear, it would be so, I was going to say awkward. It's already pretty awkward, but... It just wouldn't be, it would just be strange and not the way
we
speak. And
it would probably ruin it for everyone.
Yep. Except maybe some toddlers, but.
True.
That's okay. Okay, so I do have a challenge for you. This was sent in by Melanie. The challenge is to find a review of a limousine company that canceled at the last minute right before someone's wedding or prom.
Oh, no.
And I like the idea of this challenge because I want to know what they did instead. Like, I want to know if Uncle Bob had to drive me to the...
Because I'm just going to be sad and probably justified, but
well, sure, but I want to see,
I'm sure there'll be some more details. Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it could be
Let's
funny.
Let's do it.
We'll see. Thank you, Melody. That was a good one. Okay, great, guys. Well, we'll see you next week with some more F-bombs. I'm sorry in advance.
Bye.
Bye.